So, hi everybody on the screen.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll be all up running in 1 minute, the Mirza Shem.
What's the number for the Kol HaRoshim Sin?
Okay, good morning everybody. Sorry for the late start, and I hope we will be able to make an express presentation to be able to make catch up for lost time. Good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Online and on the telephone. I'd like to discuss the Torah this morning as we're approaching Shabbos. Shabbos Mavokim Elul. Friday morning, we're going to start blowing the shofar. So, I would like to just focus a little bit on the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. This year, Shoshana falls on Shabbos. So, we're not going to be having the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tkiyas Shofar. However, we'll soon see that the shofar of Elul has a special connection to the shofar of last year. So before we get into the Devar Torah, let's just analyze what we're doing when we blow shofar in Elul. The other thing that I want to bear in mind is that, I mustn't tell the chief rabbi this, but the mitzvahs asay of Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, how long does the Torah require us to spend blowing shofar? Mid-Oraisa.
Test Koilis.
How long does Test Koilis take? According to many Mefarshim, it takes 3 seconds or less. According to other Mefarshim, maximum 12 seconds. So we're spending hours or many long preparations for a matziv of 3 to 10 seconds. But those 3 to 10 seconds are probably the most important 3 to 10 seconds in our whole life. Because that's the deciding factor of the din of Rosh Hashanah. So it's worth taking to look into the halachas and into understanding what is this tkiyas shofar, what is it? 3 seconds or 10 seconds of our time, and that's our whole life. So let's first just see the Torah. The Torah says, Tanya Bepikir Belezer B'Shchidosh Elam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Alei Elai Hehoro She'oz Ola Lekabel Luchos Achroinis. B'Shchidosh Elam Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, come up to the mountain, come up again to Har Sinai, and that's when you're going to get the Luchos Shnius. And Ve'virus Shofar B'machane. The Torah tells us, from Bepikir Belezer, then they blew the shofar. Moshe Olaho. That's what they said. Moshe, they blew a shofar. Moshe's gone up. Why? Shalayitu oid achra avidazor. Last time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, they did the eagle. Today we're going to blow the shofar to make sure that we don't chas v'sholem become nichshel again in the same avidazor. V'akodesh Baruch Hu nis'al b'ayis ha'shofar. Shenema olah lekim b'sura. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gets risen up, is raised up through that truah. Allah alekim bisruah. Chen iskinu chachamenu zal shiutokim b'resh chodesh el b'chol shana b'shana. So the din on resh chodesh el we should blow shofar, just like they blew shofar on resh chodesh el then. V'chol achodesh zog the tur. Also the whole chodesh el we should blow, kedei lahazir Yisroel sheyasu tshuva, sheneemar, v'im yiska shofar b'ir v'om lo yecheradu. So the whole shofar, the whole chodesh we should blow shofar as well. U'chedei la'arvev hasot. So the Torah tells us three reasons. I'm not going to go into all the three reasons why. But first reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har to get the Luchos Shniyos. He says the Pasuk, Ol Elokim Bisro. The whole Chodesh, that's why we blow Shofar on Rosh Chodesh. We then continue blowing the whole Chodesh because Las is Tshuva, Las is Olav Tshuva. And there's another reason, Kedei La'arveh V'Sasotn, the Moron Rosh Hashanah, which everybody knows. So if you learn the Bach, you learn the Mefarshim, basically, well, I think the tour is trying to bring out like this. The Posuk Ol Elokim Bisruo, we come to Ol Elokim Bisruo, where does that come from? Ol Elokim Bisruo, that happened, B'shas Matan Toiro. Hashem blew the shofar. It says the Koil Shofar Chazak Ma'oid. Ol Elokim Bisruo, the whole Ol Elokim, that what we found in Kadosh Baruch Hu to be exalted above us, was the Koil Shofar. The problem is that we were nichshel b'cheto egel. So then, we blew again the shofar on Rosh Chodesh when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos Shniyos in order to remind us, Ol Elokim Bisruo. That koil shofar what we heard, Matan Torah, on Vav Sivan, on Zayin Sivan. So that koil shofar is what we blew again on Rosh Chodesh Elul in order that we should not, chas v'sholem, be nichshel in the cheto egel. But we should be mekayim Ol Elokim Bisruo. And we take that, his oiris, and we carry it with us the whole Chodesh Elul, because we want to remind us of Tshuva. And Kedei La'arveh V'Sasotn. This din of Ol Elokim Bisruo, when we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right? What are we doing when we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? We know, we say Malchis, Chronis, Shofaris. In shofaris, we bring all psukim of when Hashem blew the shofar. Where did Hashem blow the shofar? On Har Sinai. Mefarshim say, Ramchal says, that on Rosh Hashanah, we are continuing Ma'amad Har Sinai. Ma'amad Har Sinai really has to bring us towards Mashiach. Because had we not had the Chet Ha'egel, we would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, we would have had the Beis HaMikdash, and we wouldn't be in Golus today. So the shofar was broken. Shofar was like broken. And we, in our tkiyas, continue that koil shofar of Matan Torah. Every Rosh Hashanah, we continue that koil shofar of Matan Torah, and we say to Hashem that we want to return to this matzav where koil shofar chazok ma'oit, this matzav of Naaseh Kodem Nishma, this matzav of Ma'amad Har Sinai, where we were all mekabel the Torah. So we return back on Rosh Hashanah through our Tzimtzum Shofar. We relate back to that Koil Shofar, and we are hoping that that's going to bring us towards the ultimate Koil Shofar of Mashiach. So that's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. So Ol Elokim Bisruo, that's what we did last Rosh Hashanah. Comes Rosh Chodesh Elul, we blow the Shofar again. Which shofar are we blowing? We're not blowing the shofar of Rosh Hashanah of next year. We haven't yet got the mitzvah of Tavshin Pei Aleph. You know what we're doing in Rosh Chodesh Elul? We're saying that even though throughout the year perhaps we've strayed, perhaps we've gone off, perhaps we've stopped hearing the Koil Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. That Koil Shofar which we blew last Rosh Hashanah, which was resounding through our ears, maybe till Ne'ilah, maybe till after Sukkot, Chanukah, however long it lasted, till coronavirus, maybe before, maybe coronavirus was a wake-up call, but we've somehow maybe lost touch. So we want to get back to Ol Elokim Bisruo, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we're getting back to that Tkiyas Shofar of last year, Rosh Hashanah. And we carry that through with us to prepare us for the Tkiyas of next year. That's basically what the tour is bringing, according to the Bach. I think if you learn through the Bach, Bis Yosef, I think that you'll come out with a picture, something like that. So the Koil Shofar that we are doing now, what we're doing is that we are re-identifying with last year Rosh Hashanah. We're blowing on Friday morning shofar. We're not somehow. It is Ma'ir Tshuva. How is it Ma'ir Tshuva? We're re-identifying with last Rosh Hashanah. It says, Ha'itokha shofar be'ir va'om lo yecherodu. The Malbim says, what's the difference between charoda and pachad? Pachad, does anybody know? Pachad and charoda. Va'om lo yecherodu. Charoda. A tziter, a pachad. Pachad, he says, you can be scared of things. You can be scared of things which are not really true, right? Many people have all different types of phobias. This phobia, that phobia, claustrophobia, agoraphobia. You don't want to go out, you don't want to come in, you don't want this, you don't want that. There's many different phobias, phobias of spiders. Pachad, those are things which cause a person, perhaps even in Dimyan, to be scared. Charoda is more like a shock or a fright. If somebody's driving down the motorway and suddenly he's realized he's nodded off and a car hoots him. That's called charoda. The shofar here is a charoda. What's the charoda? The charoda is when I hear the shofar on Friday and I chap hoy. It was just last Rosh Hashanah. I heard this sound last Rosh Hashanah. I want to get back to it. It's like a wake-up call. It's a charoda. Om lo yecharoda. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reconnect. Now that's how we do tshuva. Last year Rosh Hashanah we were all busy with tshuva, right? So this year, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we just want to tap into that energy of last Rosh Hashanah. We want to show Hashem that we're still there. We're still there. And that's the point of the shofar. So again, these are midoraisa, 3 seconds, which is our life. And 3 seconds, which is worth to be invest a few minutes trying to discover some of the halachas of shofar, some of the understanding of the lomdas. We've only got 20 minutes or less within which to scratch the surface, or not even scratch the surface, skim above the surface of our Gevaldi Gesugya. So let's try and open it up and see after Lishmaya and see how far we go. Rabbi Mikhail, you can leave before in case we go over. I don't mind. Okay. So there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Famous Mishnah. But before we get to the Mishnah, let's see what it says. Where is the posik of shofar in the Torah? Yeah, so the posik says, Yoim teruo yiyelochem. Yoim teruo yiyelochem. The day of teruo. Targum says teruo means yevavo. Yeah. And teruo means, okay, that's what we know. We blow the shofar. And the Gemara darshens that the teruo has to have a tekiah beforehand and a tekiah after, right? The Gemara's got a drasha. Tekiah beforehand and a tekiah afterwards. What is the definition of tekiah? Huh? The definition of tekiah means a straight coil. Straight coil. I'm not sure if it means from the same word. You know, when you have a, when you want to put something in the ground, when you want to fix something together, put a peg of a tent. And if you're going camping in some holidays, and you want to drive a tent into the ground, then you have to give it a very strong, swift motion that it sticks into the ground. That's called tkio. To stick two things together is be tokea one thing into the other, right? So the same way, it could be that the Lashon tkio means that it's a coil, a swift coil, which goes from one, not swift, it's a straight coil, which goes from beginning to end without any deviation, okay? So the Torah says you have to have a tekiah before, means you have to have a straight coil which goes from beginning to end without any deviation. That's called a tekiah. And that has to be before the teruah, and that has to be after the teruah. Okay, then in the middle you have to have teruah. What is the word teruah? What does teruah mean? So the Rishonim say there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yeah, what do you say, Rabbi?
Sobbing, no?
Sobbing, yeah, not mamish. That's the Gemara does say sobbing, but we'll soon see. The tight, huh? Should it be shouting? I'm not sure where the word teruah comes to shouting. The Rishonim say there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Per Gimel, teroi ein besevet Basel. When David HaMelech is asking to Hashem to destroy his enemies, teroi ein besevet Basel, break them with a iron rod, right? Teroi ein means to break something up. Teruah means it's not a long, straight coil, but teruah means it's a broken coil, a Okay, so that's what the Torah requires us to do. A broken coil surrounded by two straight coils. That is the din midoraisa of the mitzvah shofar. We're going to see how long is called a long straight coil, what's called a broken coil. That's where all the issues come up. Okay? But now, the Mishnah says, besides that, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to do it three times. So you have to have tkiyo, truo, tkiyo, three times, right? Chazal were masakim that those three times should be one for Malchis, one for Zichronis, and one for Shofars. And that's what the Mishnah said, Seder tkiyos, Shalosh means tkiyo, truo, tkiyo, three, Shel, Shalosh, Shalosh. No, sorry, three means Malchis, Zichronis, Shofars, Shel, Shalosh, Shalosh, where each one of those three contained three separate koilas. Tkiyo, truo, tkiyo. What is the Shia? Look the Mishnah, Shia Teruah, Shia Tekiah, Kesholish Teruahs. The Shia of a Tekiah means the length of the Tekiah, the length of the coil which has to go from beginning to end, the Pshuta, that is Kesholish Teruahs. That's the same length as it will take me to do three Teruahs. And the Mishnah says, Shia Teruah is Kesholish Yevavis. The Shia Teruah is like three small coils, three small coils. What three small coils? Rashi says three koilas of mashu, do 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 like that. Do do do. So the shear of truo is do do do. The shear of tkiya is the shear of the truo. How long is that? About do like that. So according to the way Rav Mefarshim learned the Mishnah, Rashi and Rav Mefarshim, what we're required to do midairaisa is do 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 do. That's it. Go into the mitzvah, and that's it. Do that three times. How long did it take me to do that? Half a second less. Do, 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 do. And then I'm going to the mitzvah, midoy raisa. The Gemara says that if we said, the Mishnah just told me that the shear of a teruah, the shear of a tkiya is Ketruah. Again, sorry, Kesholish Truah. Shia Tkiah, Kesholish Truah. The Gemara says, we have a Braisa that tells me the Shia of a Tkiah is like one Truah. Right? So how do you understand this? Is there a steer? Is the Shia of Tkiah Kesholish Truah? Or is Shia Tkiah of
one
Truah? So the Gemara says it's not a steer. Abai says it's not a steer. Because, no, the Shir Tkiah, like we said, is of one Truah, which is do-do-do, that's the Shir Tkiah. The Mishnah says the Shir of all three Tkiahs is like the Shir of all three Truahs, because I've got to do it three times. So all three Tkiahs, Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofars, if I add them all up, will equal to all the three Truahs. But each individual Shir, each individual coil, the one of Malchias itself, and the one of Zichronis itself, and the one of Shofars itself, is only, yeah, like we said, do, 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 that's all it is, right? Then the Gemara says, when we talk about the shear of the teruah, the Mishnah said the shear teruah is kesholish yevavos. The Gemara says, I've got a braisa who says that the shear teruah is kesholish shvarim. What shlosh shvarim? So shvarim means a broken coil, again. But the yevavah, Rashi says, is a very small coil, mashu. A shever is a broken coil which is longer than a yevavah, right? So the shear teruah is kishloish shvarim, do, 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 like that. Okay, so it's a mashu longer than do, do, do. Do, 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 or do, do, do. Right? So that's a steer. The Mishnah says that shear teruah is kishloish yevavah. And the Braisa says the shear teruah is kishloish shvarim. Well, it says, enachanami, and that's what you said before, that there's a machlokes here going on. The question is what it says, when it says Yoim Teruah, Targum says Yoim Yevavah. The question is, what does Yoim Yevavah? There's two types of ways that people make broken koilas, right? You can either do a very quick, ho ho ho, or you can do a longer sigh, oi, 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 right? Genuch Egonich or Yelul Yalal, and the Gemara says that our Mishnah holds that the Yom Teruah of the Torah means Yelul Yalal, very quick koilas. The Braisa holds that the Teruah of the Torah means longer size. But everybody agrees it's a broken koil. The question is it A quick one, or is it do? That is Tagya Machloikis. Okay? So now, let's be Mesakim. We have, everybody agrees that the length of a tekiyo is equal to the length of three small koiches, whatever it is, yeah? One tekiyo equals a trua. The question in the Gemara is, well, the question in the Mishnah Brisa is, how long is the trua? Is the trua very short, or is the trua slightly longer, right? The nafkamina will be, the shear of the tekiyo has to equal the shear of the trua. So if the tekiyo, if the trua is very short, then the tekiyo has to also, it's also going to be very short. As long as it takes me to do then I have to do one straight coil of like that. If the tekiyo, if the trua is then the tekiyo is going to be a little bit longer, right? It's a different of 1 second, maybe even less, right? It takes me half a second to do, and it takes me maybe 3/4 of a second to do, or maybe one, maybe a whole second to do. And therefore, that's the difference between the shear of the tekiyos according to the Mishnah, according to the Braisa. That's so far the Mishnah and the Braisa. Now then the Gemara at the end of the sugya comes along and says, there was an Amora called Rabbi Avo. Now Rabbi Avo, he collected all the minhagim, or he was masakin in his place, that we don't really know how the Maisa to do the tekiyo and the drew of the tekiyo. So he said, what we need to do is, we need to do all options. So we need to make tekiyo teruah tekiyo, which is the Mishnah. We need to do tekiyo shvorim tekiyo, which is the Braisa. And he added a third thing. There's a suffix if it's genuche ganich or yelule yalil. So he said, maybe it's both. Maybe, it's only one way around here, maybe a person starts, sometimes when a person cries, when he makes a shever koil, then he starts going from long sighs, and then he goes into short crying, short bursts of crying. So therefore I have to do first shvorim and then teruah. So tekiyah, shvorim, teruah. It's not usual that a person would start from So Mamela, you don't do it that way around. But that was Ravo's shita. So Ravo's shita was, you have to do all three. Tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah, tekiyah, shvorim, teruah, tekiyah, shvua, teruah, tekiyah, shvorim, teruah, tekiyah. Right? For sure, we know tashrat, tashat, tarat. That's what we do. According to Rabbi Avol, comes out in the tzad that you need to do tashrat, tekiyah, shvorim, teruah, tekiyah. So how long is your tekiyah going to be?
As long as
shvorim and teruah, right? Makes sense? The tekiyah has to always be as long as the teruah. And if the teruah is going to be shvorim, teruah, then the tekiyah has to be as long as shvorim, teruah. So therefore, it comes out like this. In the set of tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah, then the tekiyah is much smaller. The set of tekiyah, shvorim, tekiyah, the tekiyah is a bit longer. In the set of tekiyah, shvorim, teruah, tekiyah, the tekiyah is even longer. But the difference is a very marginal difference, yeah? Let's say it takes us half a second to do the teruah, and 1 second to do the shvorims, so it will take us 1.5 seconds to do the tekiyah, shvorim, teruah, tekiyah. So it's a difference in the first set of the tekiyah. Tekiyah is half a second. In the shvorim set, the tekiyah is 1 second, and in the tashrat set, the tekiyah is 1.5 seconds, right? So in deraisas, this is very, very minimal amounts and very, very...
Ma'akov, it's ma'akov.
Oh, soon see, I don't know if we have to get there. We only got 5 minutes left, how are we going to get there? But...
10 minutes.
Okay.
Tashrat tekiyah,
long as you go. Right. So, now it goes. Frank Dagutekash. Yes, it's Azul. We've got now a shear for the tekiyah, we've got a shear for the teruah. And we know that the teruah is a suffix between a teruah and a shvorim, right? So we know that how long the tekiyah is going to be. We know how long that the yevavas, if the teruah are very short, so the shortest possibly, that's teruah. How long is a shvorim? What does shvorim mean? Shvorim means a broken coil. So how long is the shvorim? How long am I supposed to do the shvorim? I can't, obviously it's going to be longer than the shortest coil, right? But how long can I make the shvorim go for in order that it could still be considered a shever and not a tekiyah, right? That's a question. And this question is a huge debate in the Rishonim. And we find a machlokes rishonim about that as well. Tosfos comes along and says that hayos, the minimum shir tkiya we said is what? With the minimum shir tkiya that we had? With three truas. 1 second, let's say. Right? So every single shever can never be longer than 1 second. Because if so, it turns into a tkiya. Right? As a result of Tosfos. So I've got to make sure. So imagine that we're going with that Rashi, that shittas. We're now discussing what's called Rashi shitta, right? Which most Rishonim hold up, but we don't paskin like that, right? Some people are medactic to do it after davening. But in Rashi shitta, it's quite a difficult task, because a trua is one minimum coil, and a shvorim is going to be not more than three, but longer than one. So you got to do like two. You got to make sure the shvorim is going to be two koiches, which is two, something like that, very short. Yeah, two, that's already enough of a shvorim according to Rashi. But as soon as it gets a bit longer, then you know, yotze, it's already a tekiah, right?
Make a longer tekiah, so you all get mixed up. That's a
tekiah,
lots of shvorim, lots of tekiah,
you know. Oh, Arba, bro, kum tshoyim it's not going to work though, contemporary. Let's see. Tosfos says it doesn't work. You know why it doesn't work? Because hegeis, I'm allowed to make a long tekiah, whatever I want. But it doesn't matter, because I'm already yotze the tkiya with after the first thing. So even if I make it as long as I want, I'm just adding on long. Fine, I haven't finished yet. Oh, but lemaise, it's already got Hashem up here. Oh, but what the Rishonim do say, some Rishonim, Tosfos doesn't say that, some Rishonim argue on Tosfos, and they say, Tosfos, you're right when it comes to the set of tkiya, true tkiya, the set of tarat. But when it comes to tashra, we just said that the tkiya is longer. Why is the tkiya longer? Because I'm choshesh that the shvorim and the trua is the whole trua. So let's say it takes me 1.5 seconds. So it was like the tkiya is 1.5 seconds. So why do I have to make the shvorim so short as not more than three koiches? The whole trua, according to that tzad, is much longer than three koiches, because I've got to add in the shvorim as well. So I should be able to be mamshich the shvorim as long as I haven't reached the amount of shvorim through together. As I frek the rishonim, the frek mashal of Tosfos, and taka the rishonim say, why is Tosfos so makbid that you have to have two koiches and not more than three? When it comes to tashrat, I can have more. So that is a machlokes rishonim. And really, that what I wanted to do was to answer what the machlokes rishonim are. How to understand this machlokes rishonim? I'm going to have to ask the oilem if we can stay till 1:45. Hey, yes, we started a few minutes late. Yeah. We'll be able to stay till 1:45. I'm trying to be meyash of the thing. Because really, a little alom de shabbat. Let's try and understand. In the Mishnah, it says, let's try a bit medak. I want to ask you two kashes, and then I say, what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says, as shir teruah. The shir terua is ke shalosh yevavos. In the Braisa it says, the shir terua is ke shalosh ashvarim. Okay? The shir of a terua is like three yevavos. The shir of a terua in the Braisa is like three shvarim. Frame the Rishonim, what is going on? What do you mean it's like? That's what it is. Why are you telling me ke? You look in the Girsa of Rashi. Rashi Taka doesn't have the Girsa of ke. Rashi says, shir Trua is shloisha yevavos. That's what a trua is. And the Braisa says shir trua is shloisha shvarim. What are you saying? Ke? Oh, but Tosfos doesn't have the gear of ke. What's ke? It's not ke. So the Rishonim say Tosfos means to say that the Mishnah is saying the shir of a trua is like a man when he says, like I'm saying do do do, or I'm saying foo, 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 whatever. So that is what the shir of the trua, like me. I'm comparing the blowing to like somebody who would be doing that. But again, it's a funny thing. Why am I comparing? Why am I creating shit? Why don't I just say what a trua is? A trua is three short blows. Or three shvarims. That's what a trua is, right? That's one kasha that Rishonim asked. And another kasha is on Rebbe Avohu. Tell me. We talked before about Matan Torah, about Har Sinai, right? Rosh Hashanah has been going since Har Sinai. Come again, Rabbo, ach, machnaya chumras. Imagine nowadays somebody will come along and say, Chabar Biskirov, Chazanish, and I'm this and that, I'm going to do all the chumras together. We'll say, what happened to Yom HaSa'o, or Yom HaSeire, or whatever you're going to say, Inzir Yom HaSa'ore, right? You know, what happened to Rabbo? Suddenly he's coming along, there's all these chumras and Naya Zachin. What happened to the Torah? What did they do since Moshe Rabbeinu? Don't ask you what your father did, and that's what you're supposed to do. Again, some Rishonim say, all he was doing was he knew, but as the Torah says, a Sheber, what do we say? Teruah means a broken coil, that's what we said. Teruah v'shevet ba'adim. What is the definition of a broken coil? What's called a broken coil? The Torah is not makbid what a broken coil is. Each tzibur, according to their understanding of what a broken coil is, then that is what they did. The Ritva says that, you know, music changes. We know, yeah, and you know even more than me. I know that the music which I hear today was not the music which I was brought up with. And the music which you're hearing today is far, far from all that you were brought up with. Right? I'm sure. Each generation has its own taste in music. I think we've lost the taste of music nowadays, but in those days, each generation had their taste of music, right? So the same thing, when it says a shever koil, each generation had a different definition of what's called a shever koil, right? So some people were doing like this, some people are doing like that, and therefore, Zokri Ravo, it was looking in Klal Yisrael as if there was a machlokes, as if there was arguments going on. So Ravo put all the menhagim together. It should not look as if there's an argument. If we're in the mitzvah of shofar, there should be an argument in the thing. If we put all the mitzvahs together, put all the kodesh together, he added his own combination, maybe it means this and that. Oh, but really, everybody agrees that you're yotze with each one, and there's no real argument going on. That's how some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say, no, it was a machlokes, they forgot. Rambam says, in the Eirech HaGolus, we've forgotten what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and therefore we had a real sofik. Some people say it was like this, some people said it was like that, and Ravo was misaking it, and he put it all together. Okay, so this is a machlokes in the Rishon. Now, let's try and analyze. The Rambam says, for example, an afkimina. How many koilas do we have on Rosh Hashanah? Everybody know, shloshim koilas, this is where the chief rabbi comes in, about 30 koilas, whatever, right? We know we have shloshim koilas, right? Do we have shloshim koilas? Well, we learned the Gemara. Is it 30 koilas or not? No? Yes? No? No. There's three. Three times three. Three times three is nine. We have to do that maybe three times. So, yeah, we want to say from Malchus, we're going to do all three times. So, three times three, nine. Nine times three is 27. Right? Because we Shvarim Teruah is really one coil. So the Rambam came along and says there's 30 coilers. I mean, the Rambam was counting Shvarim Teruah as two separate coilers. What do you mean? They're not two separate coilers. No one had to have them in the Torah ever said that you have to do two Teruahs. The Torah says you do one Teruah. Bavada Sofik. Is it Shvarim Teruah or is it just Teruah itself? But there's only 27 coilers. But you understand that the Rambam was learning that Be'emus, Shvarim and Teruah are two separate koilas. Shvarim and Teruah are two separate koilas. There's one koil called Shvarim, one koil called Teruah, and there was a real machloikas in Klal Yisrael. Did the Torah mean Shvarim, or did the Torah mean Teruah? Rav Avoh was mechadish that I'm allowed to do both koilas. Oy bazoi, I have 30 koilas. Some Rishonim who learned that it's not a machloikas, those Rishonim who learned it's not a machloikas, just Rav Avoh took all the minhagim and put it together. And Achanam is only 27 koilas, because that's called the Sheva. The Shvarim Teruah is called the Sheva in itself. Oh, but like the Rambam, there's 30, because the Shvarim is one and the Teruah is one. Okay? That's what I can understand when it says that there's a shear of the Shvarim and there's a shear of the Teruah. Let's think. According to the Rishonim that say that there's no machlokes, according to Rishonim, that they say that all the Torah wanted was a broken coil. The question is how to break it. Do I break it very short? Do I break it long? Well, there's no machlokes between them, right? So according to those Rishonim, is there a shear in the shever? Can we say that there's a shear in the shever? There's a shear, how long the shever has to be? There's not a real, there's not a shear. Because all it is, a Teruah is a coil which is straight. And a shever is a broken coil. So the shear is how long the Teruah, how long the tkiah has to be. A tkiah is a straight coil. As long as I'm not doing a straight coil, as long as I'm breaking it, then it's considered a shever, right? There's no shear, there's no amount. I can't come along and say there's a shear for the shvarim, because the tkiah is a straight coil, and the shever is a broken coil. So as long as I'm breaking what would be considered a shever, then I, well, consider a tkia, sorry, then I've got a shever, right? So I can't come along and make a shear for the shvarim. The shear can only be in the tkia. Shear can be in the tkia. If a tkia has to be 2 seconds, then the shever has to be broken. Has to be less than 2 seconds. If a tkia is going to be 3 seconds, then the shever can be less than 3 seconds because it's broken. That's the whole shear. There's no shear which is integrally related to a shvarim. It's only a shear which is related to a tkia, right? So therefore, you can't come along and say that the shear of a trua is like this or like that. That's not true. There isn't a shear in the trua. So those Rishonim will be going to the Mishnah that what is, how do I make a shvarim? So the Mishnah says I make a shvarim, I make a trua with short koiches, and the Bryce says I make a trua with longer koiches. But we don't have the kaf, we don't have shear trua ka, because there isn't a ka. All the trua is a broken tkia. If you look like the Rambam, then there can be a shear in the shvarim as well, because the Rambam learns that there is something called a shvarim, and we need, the argument is, what is a shvarim? And the argument will be, yeah, we said that Chazal saw that we forgot what it was, and Chazal saw that some kehilas were saying that this is shvarim, and some kehilas saying that is shvarim, because they were learning shvarim is not just a broken trua. If it's just a broken trua, what's the difference? Where, how I do it? There's no hakpada of how I do it. You do it like this. Some generations like that. Some generations like this. As long as it's broken, it's broken. If you're saying that there's a machloikas, what shvarim and trua is? The pshat is that there is a shear which is relating to the shvarim itself. The shvarim has to be like this, and the shvarim has to be like that. There's a shear, the shvarim must be not longer than this, not longer than that, right? That is going to be a machlekes according to the Rambam, and according to those who show in the whole, that the shvarim and the tkia and the trua are separate. They're not just broken. They are broken, that's what they are. But how do we break them? It's very defined how to break them. And there was a machlokes in class, so what is the break? What's the shear of it? So then the Mishnah can say that I have to understand that the shear of the shvarim is cut like this, and the shear of the shvarim is cut like that, because I need to say the shear and stuff. That is the way we would understand. Now we can understand that Tosa says that. What happens? Let's say I've got a shear in the shvarim. And now I'm up to set of Tashrat. We'll be finished now. We'll be in the set of Tashrat. Okay?
The Shvarim Teruah is toil on the Tekiah.
The Shvarim Teruah is toil on the Tekiah. Why?
See, you can blow as long as the Tekiah blows, as long as the length of the Tekiah, you can blow Shvarim Teruah and that side in between.
No, you're the other way around. The Tekiah is dependent on the Shvarim Teruah. However long the Shvarim Teruah is, that's how long the Tekiah has to be. The Tekiah can't be shorter than the Shvarim Teruah. That's what the Mishnah says. Shia Tekiah. Ketruah. The Shiat Kiyah has to be as long as the Shvarim Teruah. All I'm saying is, now listen carefully, and this will be the bottom. Listen, the vault is Azoi. If you say that the Shear is in the Shvarim itself, every Shever has its own integral Shear, right? So even in the set of Tashrat, where we say the Tekiah has to be longer because the Shvarim Teruah is longer, but I could say that the shever itself still retains the shear of the minimum shear of shvarim. I can't come along and say that I can lengthen my shvarim now, because the shear, if the definition of shever would have been a broken tkia, so however long the tkia is, as long as I break the shever before I reach the tkia, then it's a kosher shever. If the shvarim is a shever which has its own integral shear, where do I get that shear from? The shear has to be not in any way related to a tkiah. If lemaisa, when I would be blowing tarat, then a shever of 3 seconds would already be considered a tkiah. That means even when I'm doing tashrat, even though the tkiah has to be longer, but the shever of 3 seconds still has in it a resemblance of a tkiah, still has in it a tzad of a tkiah. Right, Rabbi Yisai, are you getting the longest? Again, even if lemaisa, the shever in the tashrat can be longer because the tkiah can be longer, but since the shever contains within it its own shear, it has its own shear within it, Right? So there is a tzad, there is a tzad that if you do something longer than 3 seconds, if you do a sheva longer than three koiches, then it's got a name of a tkiah in a different set, even though it doesn't have a name of tkiah in this set, it's a name of tkiah in a different set, that's still poigim the shiur, it's still gvoron ois sheva. It's not the gvoron a tkiah, but became ois sheva. Ois sheva. That too was taina. That if you do it too long, even in tashrat, it will become ois sheva. It might not become a tkiah, but since shvorim has got its own, it's got its own sheva. That's what we wanted. Just mamash of that we scratched the surface of the sugya. I don't want to finish up mamash ad vachizik. If you hold that shvorim's got its own shir, what some of us should say that tkiya, a straight thing, akim adam yosho, he made a person gleich. He's a afterwards a person messed up, right? He broke up. Yeah, he went out. He went off. He went off the straight and narrow, right? Then he became shvorim, broke up. Yeah. So sometimes you say, oh, you broke up, but really you're related. All I'm doing, I just broke up. I remember what the right path is, and I broke off it. If a person doesn't even remember what the right path is, he created his own shia. He made his shvarim. Ah, this is my life. I've got my own shia. I've got the shia and the shvarim. And then I've forgotten completely what the tkiah is. I would have thought that's too far. But you should know, we blow a tkiah afterwards to show you can always get back. You can always get back. However far I've strayed, even if I've created my own shia in the shvarim, I can still get back to the tkiah the lame self. And I can then execute it. Huh? Yeah. Let's get it later. Yeah, yeah. Oh.